This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So this morning, though, for some insight into global markets, we have on the line Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago. Thanks for joining us this morning, Tim. Now, investors currently like cash, but also appear to be tentatively moving back into equities. Are they now less risk averse? And how do you see this affecting demand for assets like bonds and gold?
Well, it's interesting. I think that a lot of retail investors didn't panic. I think a lot of it was institutional selling. But I think what you're seeing is stocks that got very cheap relatively from a earnings yield, from a dividend yield compared to anything else. So I think that, and I think gold, given the stimulus, monetary and fiscal. So I think that most investors, I think this is a rebalancing time for pensions. But I think that people were getting ready. If we go back through 2000 and the S&P, people might start thinking about throwing in the towel.
And there was a scary moment between that conventional relationship between equities and bonds, in the sense that bonds moved together with equities. And for a lot of fund managers, that was pretty scary. Do you think that that relationship will be fixed from here, in the sense that the negative correlation would start to appear again?
Well, let's say I'm not a fan of risk parity. And I think what we need to really watch here right now is a dislocation that's going to start. And I think it's going to be indicated by a steepening of the yield curve. So the Fed's going to keep the short-term rates pinned to zero for a while. But when you start seeing long-term interest rates move up, which I believe they will, then I think you're going to market will have to get re-rated from a higher discount type scenario here. We're going to have higher inflation and higher interest rates. So I think that is what we're setting up for right now. And it will be good being long bonds at that time. And because bonds have had such a huge rally, I think they're the exact opposite. So you could see a situation where that correlation, they become correlated, negatively correlated, not positively correlated.
And Tim, we have seen U.S. weekly jobless claims come in at a record 3.3 million. Will we be seeing a trend of rising unemployment, and what could possibly be done about it?
Well, yeah, I think that's not unexpected. You know, this isn't like in 2008 financial crisis when you had a lot of bankers, you know, being laid off and people in the financial services industry and so forth. But, you know, I think that right now you're seeing a lot of businesses, but they're being heavily supported, as you know, from these fiscal packages. So to me, the key is when it ramps back up again, and then if it can sustain a ramp up without any further issues down the road.
And Tim, related to that, the stimulus was very generous to households, workers and small businesses. But given the record jobless claims, do you think another stimulus is going to be needed? Because, you know, the claims are going to be shooting through the roof.
Well, if they need to, I think they will. I think that Powell said they can leverage the Treasury borrowing by, 10 times. So I think that they're, you know, it's like they're going to do whatever it takes. They're going to go Mario Draghi here on this, you know.
And what would that do to U.S. debt? Because right now the package of $2 trillion is going to be adding about 10% to the debt. Is that going to be a problem?
I think you're going to start seeing the long end of the market going to be again. Have its PhD in economics. It's going to tell us exactly what's going on, because that will be inflationary pressures, and it will drive the Fed to raise rates. But don't forget, we do present value, discount cash flows, you know, future cash flows into present value using the discount rate. And right now, we're using this discount rate of, you know, artificially too many lows. So you take that discount rate up to 4 or 5%. Now, you know, what's that going to do to the present value of asset valuation? So in other words, I think that the next thing we're going to really deal with a major longer-term macro in the market is going to be these higher long-term interest rates and the impact of higher inflation.
And Tim, the U.S. has addressed oil production concerns with Saudi Arabia as well at the G20 meeting. Are we likely to see an agreement, or will the price war continue?
Well, I'll tell you, it looks like scorched earth policy at its best. But I think the main goal here is to really hurt the U.S. frackers, which they did put a big dent. But I think with all this stimulus coming, I think the U.S. can outweigh them in this case. So I do think there's going to be some sort of taming of those tensions in the oversupply.
Thank you very much, Tim. And that was Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.